All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. And Steve, it's time now for you to take us out with your fabulous, enlightening closing remarks. What you got?
You know, I decided to do something a little bit different today. I want to give you a bullet point list of things to consider on your journey. I want to give you some bullet points to protect yourself as you're climbing the ladder to success. These bullet points are things that all of us will, can, and have experienced. And they come over and over and over at different levels and different times. Now, the things I'm about to share with you are not the only things. And I don't have them in any particular order. I just wanted to share them with you. These are what I call dream crushers. I can't tell you how many people I know who've had wonderful aspirations and dreams and got started, and they allowed these dreams to get crushed. And I know a lot of them. Now, I'm not going to name all of them, but I am going to name some of them. And I want you all to think about them as I list them so you can be on guard for them, because they are coming. Oh, don't you think for one moment that they are not coming. These are some of the dream crushes that you'll encounter. The first one I simply call background chatter. Somehow, when you're on your way, you hear the murmuring in the crowd. You hear the naysayers. You just hear this constantly. Here he come. Here she come again. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, here he come with that old crazy man. Have you seen what he thought he was going to be? Anybody, y'all seen his dream board? It's so crazy. Hey, how you doing, man? That's all right. And you hear stuff like this. I call it background chatter. It can be very, very rough if you get it on a constant basis. Those are one of the dream crushers. Be very, very careful. Here's another dream crusher. Comparisons to others. See, when you're building your house, when you're building your road, when you're building your building, don't look across the street at the other house, the other structure, and the other building. First of all, you don't know what's under the foundation of what appears to be a grand building. Now, you're trying to build yours solid on a great foundation, rock by rock, level by level, but you're looking over there at somebody halfway up with a sky ride, and you're trying to figure out why it's taking you so long. You don't even know that they done built that on sand. You don't even know that there's no flooring behind it, that it ain't nothing but a shell. Be careful of comparing your building to others, because what you see across the street might not be the same. Those are dream crushers. Here's another one. A well-timed setback. Right when you think things are going along, all of a sudden, something just pops up. You know what that is? That's called life. It just surfaces. It surfaces for all of us, y'all. It's just life. It's nothing aimed directly at you. It's not resigned and particularly your situation. Everybody got them. Well-timed setbacks crush dreams all the time. Be ready, because there will be some. Here's another one I want you to be careful of. Watch out for statistics. Statistics were designed by people who were failing to justify their failure. One out of every 400. You know, only 2 in a million ever get. I wouldn't play that lotto, because the only person to hit it, they say, is 1 in 285 million chances. Statistics stop so many people because they keep putting yourself in the one. You either put yourself in the one or you put yourself in the group. You know, 1 out of every 2,000 comedians make it on a Johnny Carson show. That was a stat I heard way back when I got started. Man, only one? And if people started looking at themselves as the 1,999. No, you know what I did? I looked at myself as just the one then. Statistics are dream crushers. Here's another one right here. social media comments. Beware, those people don't know you. They really don't. They know nothing about you. Matter of fact, they only have one design in mind, and that is to discourage you. Social media comments are a big dream crusher. Be careful of Facebook. Everybody wanting to be your friend ain't your friend. Watch out. It could be a possible dream crusher on Facebook. You didn't get no likes. You didn't get no comment. They didn't befriend you. They didn't like your picture. They didn't tell you about it. Everybody got a notice about the party but you. Dream crushers, be very careful. Here's another one. Stop talking to small-minded people. They are dangerous dream crushers. If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. Be very careful. Here's another one that's a dream crusher. They're called fair weather friends. Sometimes they good with you, sometimes they ain't. They just friendly when it's sunny, but when it get dark and gloomy outside, you can't find them. They are potential dream crushers. Get rid of them very quickly. Well-meaning relatives. One of the greatest dream crushers of all time, well-meaning relatives. Be careful, because all your relatives don't mean well. Sorry, they are dream crushers. And last but not least, yourself. Don't let yourself be your biggest dream crusher. When things ain't going right, pray about it. It'll turn around. Those are my closing remarks today.
All right.
Y'all have a great weekend. Party!
Contest, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.